From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a high school girls' basketball team on a quest to become state champs for the first time. We'll start with what everyone hopes is the last gasp of winter. Officially, the National Weather Service reported 3.5 inches of snow at DFW Airport. Meteorologist Matt Bishop said measurements nearby got even higher.
Some totals around 6 inches over not far from DFW Airport, also up in Collin County, here in the Anna area.
Grapevine is claiming 7 inches of snow. The official count makes this the fourth biggest March snowfall in North Texas, but it's fast becoming a memory thanks to a day full of sunshine. Bishop says we might even be able to say goodbye to winter.
We're looking like nice weather the next few days. It is going to get cold tonight, so lows and lower 20s again tonight, and then highs tomorrow. I think we'll get into the 40s, and then the 50s on Saturday, and maybe even the 60s as we get into Sunday and Monday.
Traffic on major streets and highways is rolling along. Road crews are still out, blading any stubborn ice from highways and treating bridges and overpasses, because any winter precip that escaped this afternoon's sun could refreeze tonight. Only about 500 households were out of power this afternoon throughout North Texas. In December of 2013, a winter blast knocked power out to more than 250,000. Encore's Kristen Jones says this winter storm was different.
December 2013 storm, we saw more than 73 hours of freezing temperatures in the Metroplex, which we haven't seen this time. This time they've been much shorter events, and the precipitation has had a chance to melt, so it hasn't been able to weigh down on the lines like it did before.
Most North Texas school kids enjoyed their third day off in the last 2 weeks today, with spring break coming for many next week. But as KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, those days off create headaches for districts trying to reschedule snow and ice days.
Every Texas school district, without fail, has to set aside two bad weather days at the beginning of the year. Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Agency says it's typical to mark Good Friday as one of those makeups.
Which means they get that day off if they haven't had bad weather, but if they did have bad weather, they have to go to school. So I think there's a good chance we'll have more kids in school on Good Friday than had originally been planned.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Allen, and other districts have already put Good Friday, April 3rd, back on the calendar. And after last week, they used up their second day, too. Dallas and Fort Worth and others will tack on an extra day to the end of their year. Others will hold class Friday, May 22nd, which many take off leading up to Monday's Memorial Day vacation. With snow days used up, Dallas ISD's John DeLander expects many districts will seek another option.
We've really been hoping not to have to add another day to the calendar. So what we most likely will do is do what we've done in similar years, and that's seek a waiver from the Texas Education Agency.
Still, DeLander says Superintendent Miles from Cold, Colorado, is used to snow and hates canceling any days of instruction. Fort Worth and Richardson, among others, also expect they'll seek a waiver. The TEA's Debbie Ratcliffe says they all have a good shot.
You know, if they were closed because of snow and there was snow on the ground and all the schools in that area were closed, that is usually enough to have it granted.
Many districts won't decide whether to seek a waiver until after spring break, which arrives with the snow barely melted. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
In Grand Prairie today, UT Arlington student Raymond Diaz says he was happy classes were canceled there.
I don't like when people complain about how the snow ruins their day or they have cabin fever, they can't do anything, you know? Just get out there and just embrace it. Just have fun.
Four-legged creatures have been having fun, too. Earlier today, Michelle Rodriguez walked her pit bull Mix in Dallas's Glencoe Park.
He loved it. He was running around acting like crazy. Dogs love the snow. He's been chasing after it and eating it and just fascinated. He's fascinated.
But Tavina Unaroth had a rough time because her car was stranded for 4 hours.
It's all slushy now. I mean, the snow's melting because the sun's out and it's shining really bright. But unfortunately, I'm still stuck in this ditch. I don't know. I'm just praying tomorrow I'm able to get to work as normal.
Kids in North Texas got a rare treat today, a lesson in snowman building. KERA's Stella Chavez caught up with one young artist outside a Plano apartment complex.
Building a snowman, or snow anything, isn't that easy. In fact, it can be downright frustrating.
Tell about your snowman.
No!
Huh?
That's 6-year-old Doa Ishik and her dad Ugorjan. She's been rolling and piling up the snow, but the snow isn't cooperating. All of it isn't sticking. I asked Doa to tell me a little bit about her snowman, and she quickly corrects me.
I'm building an igloo.
Doa and her father have seen snow before, lots of it, in fact, in their native Turkey. They moved from Istanbul to Plano a year ago.
In our country, 3, 4, 5 months, we always play with snow. So
this is not too cold for you?
It's not too cold. This is the perfect weather to play outside.
Back at the snow pile, Doa's still hard at work.
Yay! I think I will just build a motorcycle.
Then she grabs a few twigs and a gray snow hat. And just like that, it's a snowman. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
And you can check out the 12 greatest snowmen from this winter storm at keranews.org. Girls basketball teams from high schools across Texas are headed to the state championships in San Antonio. Bryan Adams High School in Dallas will try for its first ever state title. As part of KERA's American Graduate Yearbook Project, Diana Douglas visited the team's last practice before tonight's semifinal.
The girls came from behind to squeak out a win over Seguin High School last Sunday and clinched the Class 5A regional title. The audience was mostly empty seats.
We're an underdog in the city, and probably going into the tournament, we're probably going to be another underdog. So we just have a lot to prove.
Alexis Gilbert is a shooting guard and a senior. She will play at California State University Bakersfield next year. For now, she's focused on tonight's game, the school's first appearance at the state tournament in 16 years.
When you go around and someone asks you what school you go to, you're like, Bryan Adams. They were like, who? So it's just like, okay, well, if you don't know who he is, just come watch us play, and you'll see for yourself.
3/4 of the students at Bryan Adams are considered economically disadvantaged. The dropout rate is higher than the Dallas ISD average. Senior Jada Nixon says basketball is one of the big reasons that she stayed in school.
Just people expect you to, like, not graduate and drop out, and I kind of had that mindset coming in. I was just like, it's just school. And then if you want to play, you got to pass, you got to pass. You have to have 80s and above. I was like, I don't think I can do an 80. I finally got my first 80, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this feels good to have good grades.
Nixon also plans to go to college, pressured by her teammates and her coach.
For somebody to actually tell me I can go play in college, that means a lot. And for my team to, like, encourage me to do good in class and then have my ranking go up, I was just like, we a real family. Like, nobody ever encouraged me, and now y'all bringing me up, making me want to graduate on time.
The girls got to San Antonio yesterday, packing their school lessons to keep from getting behind. The championship has always been in Austin, but people got tired of competing against South by Southwest for hotels. It will be LaKayla Tilley's first visit, and she's sharing her room with her mom tonight.
Kind of a little nervous, but it's okay.
Have you been out of Dallas before?
No, this is my first time going out anywhere.
Did you guys expect to get this far this year?
No. We happy, and I hope we go to the next round.
That game is on Saturday night.
Concentrate on the free throws!
Coach Darren Eubanks has a roster full of seniors this year. 9, in fact. Many have played varsity for all 4 years and have been knocked out of the tournament in the past.
If you start as a freshman and you see seniors crying, which they've done 3 years in a row, I think now with their time coming up, they didn't want to cry.
While he wants the title, he also has bigger plans for his girls.
Win, lose, or draw, I want them to go to college.
The girls will keep hearing it from their coach. No hiding your head under your shirt at the end of the game, and no tears this year. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.
From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.